But Denny Hamlin's got that Toyota horsepower.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts. So proud to know that that's my son Alex playing bass right there. He's absolutely smoking it up from several years ago. We are, again, back. Carla Heath and Galen Stewart joining us. Sherry Berg helping us out, as always. And now we get to talk to more people, because that's what we're about. Washington 500 last weekend, an absolutely stellar event. And a lot of cool things happened on that race. And we're going to talk to first-time winner in the Camping World West Series. And his name is Jeff Barkshire, and Jeff joins us from Utah. I think have trucks back underway, Jeff, and everything's going okay, I hope.
Oh, yeah, we got the truck parked out at the racetrack and actually unhooked and just got back here to the hotel about 20 minutes ago.
Very cool. And you got the first win in your Grand National West Series race out of the way Saturday night out at Evergreen Speedway, and just an awesome night for you and your team. An awesome story too, because you're not one of the high dollar operations out there, but you picked up the win. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it really couldn't have got any better. We ran good there last year, led a bunch of laps, and ran out of fuel, and had all kinds of bad luck last year. And then we've been running good this year, and I've been looking forward to that race as the one we thought we could win, and we did, and it just couldn't have gone any better. You know, we won it, you know, the right way, and we're the best car. And then to have all the family there and friends we had, and to do it for Mike Wallace, who was a good friend of Jeff Knight's, who was going to help us out that weekend anyway, mm-hmm. It made it that much more special.
Very cool. Now, kind of give us a bit of a background on your career, because from what I was reading, and for those of you listening, definitely get on to NASCAR.com and read the article that came out on Monday morning about Jeff Barkshire and what he and his team pulled off on Saturday night, because it's an awesome story. But kind of tell us how you got your start in this racket, Jeff.
Well, I raced quarter midgets as a kid and then didn't do anything for a few years because I didn't really have any direction. And our family and my dad and stuff's never really been around racing, and so didn't have a direction to go. And when I was going to college, decided that I wouldn't be happy with myself if I didn't try racing. It's my only thing I love. So mm-hmm. I ended up helping out Garrett Evans, who you know, for free, you know, at night after classes in Wenatchee there. And he ended up hiring me and got a late model from him and ran it, and then and had quite a bit of success. And then got our own team going and ran a couple years of the tour, which went pretty good. We got Rookie of the Year and then fourth in points our second year, and then did a partial schedule of the Camping World West Series last year to kind of learn about the cars and learn mm-hmm. about the series, and then make a bid for the Rookie of the Year this year.
We have somebody on the line that would like to congratulate you on your win. Garrett, you there?
Yep. How are you doing, Jeff?
Hey, pretty good.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It was
that's pretty cool.
Pretty neat night. Yeah.
We got to enjoy really watching you this summer on TV. Got some pretty good coverage in that series.
Yeah, it's too bad we don't have your TV races, but I know you guys, my Wenatchee fan club, they always call me after the races and get together and watch them.
I think a bunch of those guys were over watching you Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. We had so many people. That was the other thing that made it so neat winning that deal. I had extended family there I haven't seen in years, and all the guys from Wenatchee, and there was just everybody there, and a bunch of the old tour guys that we raced with, too, were all there to be part of celebrations.
That's awesome.
Hey, Garrett, what did you see in Jeff when he was getting started out? Because the article that I read about his first experience with you was cleaning your floors.
Yeah, he did. I think the biggest thing I've seen in him was just his desire and love for the sport, you know. And, mm-hmm. and the first time we put him in a car up there at Wenatchee, it was quite obvious he had a lot of talent, you know, and mm-hmm. real smooth.
Until I spun out. I was going like mad until I spun out.
Well, that's that desire.
Yeah.
You don't mind that if you know there's good intent behind it, right, Garrett?
Hey, we'll stand on the loud pedal, and he wanted to do that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then you saw that he had that potential, and then just kind of kept feeding him just a little bit more, And I understand that he was in charge of driving around that sweet hauler of yours, too, right?
He was in charge of a lot of things.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about all that. But,
okay, good. It'll be in your book, though, right? But not a bad night for this young man, Garrett. And like I said earlier, just, you know, with all of your involvement with him and helping him get going, it's got to be good to see that kind of success.
Well, he came a long way in a short period of time, and that's all because of his dedication to the sport and everything, and I hope he gets a chance to keep going further, you know.
Yeah, I do too. And Jeff, kind of, if you would, kind of take us through the night, you know, where you qualified at, and just kind of get us up to speed as to what the night was like for you, obviously, you know, winning the thing.
Well, first, I just got to get another thanks in there to Garrett and John Vickery, because I really, when I showed up there, I didn't know anything about stock cars and barely anything about cars, period. And when I left there a couple years later, I was pretty darn knowledgeable. So another thank you out to both of those guys. But as far as our day went, we unloaded. It was a different car than we ran well with last year, but a real similar setup. Unloaded, and the thing was a handful right out of the gate, and we had to make a couple big adjustments. And then all of a sudden it was real good, and we did a little fine tuning on it and wanted to get the pole, which we may have if we'd have qualified later. We went out second and broke the track record, which we were pretty pumped about, but then it got broken two more times. So we qualified third, which we were pretty happy with that. And then, as soon as the green fell, a couple laps into it, I knew we had a real good car and were able to chase down Eric Holmes and get him on the outside and led until, there was a caution for that wreck, I think, in turn one.
Mm-hmm.
Then on that restart, I don't know, there was a mix-up. NASCAR had moved the restart line, and Eric Holmes wasn't going by the new restart line, so he went way early and got, you know, 10 car lengths out there, which I was sure NASCAR was going to black flag him for, at least make him give the spot back, but didn't. But
no,
then there was immediately, immediately another caution, and so then, then I was all wound up. We made a couple of changes under the halfway break there, and started on the outside of him, and was able to clear him there, getting onto the backstretch at first lap, and then especially after we made a track bar adjustment, and especially after we did that, the car was just awesome. And Larry, the spotter, got me out there about 10 or 15 car lengths, and just, you know, we tried to maintain that and have my dad on the radio giving lap times and tried to run real consistent and take care of the car, because I knew he was probably trying to save something back there because he wasn't as good, but he probably, as I know he was after talking to him after the race, trying to take care of it so he could hopefully make a run on us at the end, and he just didn't have enough for us. The car was that good.
So what was the celebration like after when you finally took the checkered flag, got to do your cool burnout, and then bring it back into the pits?
We went all night. I think we didn't go to bed till about 4 in the morning. such a late race in the first place, and we're all pretty tired, but it was worth partying for that one.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet it was.
Friends and family came down into the pits, and I don't know. I think we were probably driving NASCAR nuts because we were supposed to be paying attention to going through tech, and we were more interested in having a good time. So we finally got through tech just fine, and just tried to savor it the best we could with everybody there.
All right, we got to wrap this up because we've got three more winners to talk to from Saturday, and what an awesome event it was. But Garrett, any parting words for Jeff before we go?
Let's give the pedal the medal. Good luck in the next races that you got coming up here, you know.
Thank you.
Very good. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Garrett.
Yeah, hopefully you get a chance of winning the championship. You know, you're good and deserve that.
Yeah, we're headed the right direction.
Yeah, you are. You going to fly Garrett down to the banquet?
Absolutely. Especially if we win. That would be a pretty good check.
Okay, Garrett, I've got it on tape. If he doesn't, you get a hold of me, and we'll get you hooked up, pal.
You hold me to it.
You bet. And, Jeff, we can't let you go without having you mention sponsors on your car.
No, Centennial Batteries, unfortunately, the guys that give me so much help weren't able to make it out to the track, but I got them the information, and they're really trying to grow here on the West Coast, a bunch of new retail outlets, you know, selling all kinds of different batteries and parts, so mm-hmm. It's good for them, especially all the great coverage on, like, the NASCAR website deal. You punch it right up, and there was the Centennial Batteries, so happy for them, and hopefully we can build a relationship, you know, more with them. And Pure Power Lubricants, once again, that Mike Wallace on the hood, that meant a lot to, I think, his family and Jeff Knight. So it's great to have them on. Renton Coil Spring, who gives us some help. This is their home area here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was good for them, too.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. It was very cool to see you pull that off. And, you know, it's the old local guy does good. And it was just really cool to see that you won that thing. So congratulations, man.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Yeah, Garrett, appreciate your time as always, sir.
You bet.
All right. Take care, you guys. Thanks a lot.
Good night.
All right. Jeff Barkshire and Garrett Evans, and he was pretty jacked up about that win, as he should be. So what we're going to do now is we are going to take a break. We've got an edition of PRN's Garage Pass to play for you, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to still got left to go Gary Lewis, Frank Cowgill, Naima Lang, Steve Beitler, and Corey Bell from Supercuts. Right. So why don't you do this? Stick with us. We'll be back after these messages. This is North Sound Racing presented by Action Auto Parts here on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.